You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator turned curmudgeon Archie McDonald joins us now. Today, he has a bone to pick. Good news, since this is radio, you'll never know if you're semi-distracted by your smartphone while you take in what he has to say.
Honestly, I try not to grow grouchy. Perhaps I should admit more grouchy. But Lord, it is hard sometimes. Here are some things that grate on me like fingernails on a blackboard. Other day, a colleague invited me to present a guest lecture on the history of a subject completely encompassed in my lifetime. So right there, we have a start. These people are considering my current events their history. The fact that none of them appeared to have been born before the second half of Bill Clinton's first term as president, and he was my 10th chief executive, tells you the callowness of the crowd. Electronics is what I noticed most among them. When I arrived, 7 college students of the variety we once called co-eds awaited, silently, 14 eyes fixed upon little rectangular instruments held between both hands with thumbs or index fingers, trigger-ready to swipe, peck, or point tiny electronic keyboards into impulses that flew through space to similar devices awaiting miles, or maybe only meters, away, where they metamorphized into, "And then what did she say?" or something equally substantial. The silent crowd gradually increased, but remained mute, and the pecking and the peeking continued, if more covertly, through the class. Students will never learn how panoramic is the view from the front. Another thing, have you noticed how often a television newscaster will introduce scenes of a tragedy with the words, "We must warn you that the pictures which follow are graphic"? Well, of course they are. All pictures are graphic. That's why they're called photographs. The announcer's alert is intended as warning, of course, and what they mean is that what you're about to see may shock you. So why don't they say that someone has a screwdriver stuck in his eye socket, and the sight of it is going to frighten, sicken, or disgust you? But such a warning does summon your attention from an iPhone or an Android and makes you pay attention to their graphics.
There you go, Archie. Keep your cool. Someone's just about to text you, declaring you their BFF. I'm sure you're waiting on that text with bated breath. You can hear the commentaries of Archie McDonald every Friday morning at 7:35. He's a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. Programming on Red River Radio is made possible by listeners who value public radio and who've made a financial contribution, and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.